from KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Penny Nelson. More than 3,500 firefighters are on the scene battling the Sabranas fire in Big Sur, where over 27,000 acres have burned and the governor's declared a state of emergency. At this hour, the fire is just 10% contained. As it continues to grow, this rugged and remote region of the Central Coast is proving to be a challenge for firefighters. CAL FIRE's Robert Fish.
The terrain is very steep. In some areas, you know, virtually straight up and down. It's difficult, slow progress. It's rugged country.
Early Wednesday morning, CAL FIRE reported the death of a bulldozer operator. It happened on the same day another bulldozer rolled over with no injuries. Bonds can help big public projects get built, but they can also generate big revenues for the finance companies that handle bond sales for local governments. But the California Treasurer's Office says some of those companies are going too far. From KQED's Politics and Government Desk, Katie Orr reports.
It's common practice for school boards and local governments to issue bonds. Often that requires voter approval. But Deputy Treasurer of Public Finance Tim Schaefer says a troubling pattern has emerged.
Financial service vendors contributing to bond campaigns to approve bonds from which they may benefit economically.
The California Attorney General has issued an opinion that allowing such political contributions could be a violation of state law. The Treasurer's Office says the state will now only use financial vendors that certify they do not contribute to bond election campaigns. Schaefer says the office hopes its actions will persuade local governments to follow suit. For the California Report, I'm Katie Orr in Sacramento.
Hillary Clinton formally accepts her party's nomination for president tonight, the culmination of what seems like an endless primary season. Last night in Philadelphia, several Californians played prominent roles in setting the table for Clinton's candidacy, including Governor Jerry Brown, Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom, and former CIA Director Leon Panetta from Carmel. All week long, Scott Schaefer, KQED's senior editor for politics and government, has been reporting from Philadelphia, and he joins us now. Hi, Scott.
Hey, Penny.
How did Jerry Brown lay out the case for Hillary Clinton?
Well, Jerry Brown was given about 5 or 6 minutes to talk, and about a minute of that was used up by chants from the California delegation of Jerry, 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 which he clearly was enjoying. once he got to talk, he was focused on climate change, which you might imagine, because that's really been a signature issue for him here in California. And he really minced no words at all, contrasting both the Democrats in general and Hillary Clinton in particular with the Republican nominee, Donald Trump. Let's hear a little bit of what he had to say.
Trump says global warming is a hoax. I say Trump is a fraud. Trump says there's no drought in California. I say Trump lies.
And Penny, that was really, in some ways, Jerry Brown coming full circle, giving a speech at the convention on behalf of Hillary Clinton. You may recall in 1992 when Jerry Brown ran for president, he was the last man standing that year against Bill Clinton. And in the final debate, Clinton and Jerry Brown got in a very bitter standoff over what Jerry Brown was saying about Hillary Clinton. So last night there was a picture tweeted out of Bill Clinton and Jerry Brown sitting up in the box together. So really, things have come full circle.
Oh, interesting. And Lieutenant Governor Newsom also spoke. And how did he use his time?
Well, not surprisingly, the former mayor of San Francisco, who was known for promoting same-sex marriage, took on the vice president's nominee, Mike Pence, the governor of Indiana, who he called the most anti-gay governor in America. Let's hear what he said.
Pence has supported overt discrimination. He's even advocated for diverting taxpayer dollars to so-called conversion therapy. Make no mistake, conversion therapy is not about praying away the gay. It's an emotional torture against our most innocent citizens, our children.
And Penny, you know, I'm not sure what happened, but a couple of days before Newsom's speech, we were told he was going to be focusing on jobs, which frankly didn't make him very excited. He would rather have spoken about gun control or what he did speak about, LGBT rights. And in the end, that is what he talked about.
I know you spoke also with the oldest member of the California delegation, a woman by the name of Roz Wyman. Tell us about her.
Extraordinary woman. She is 85 years old. She has attended every Democratic convention since 1952, except for 1968, which she missed. And she was the youngest woman ever elected to the LA City Council at the age of 22. She was instrumental in bringing the Dodgers to Los Angeles. And I sat down with her yesterday to ask her about what tonight means to her as Hillary Clinton will accept the nomination formally.
What it means, it's not just a woman. It's a woman elected to office to do a job. We got a chance this time. And so when this happens and when she makes that speech, I don't know, it may be a flood coming from me out of those eyes, but it really is meaningful.
And Penny, I'm sure that she won't be alone being quite emotional tonight in Philadelphia.
Oh, that's beautiful. Well, Scott, after 2 weeks of covering the conventions, both Republican and Democrat, any final thoughts?
Well, Americans are going to have a very stark choice between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Both conventions laid out the case for their candidates, and they're very different versions and visions for America. And now we're going to see what kind of bump each candidate gets out of the polls, and we've got about a 100-day sprint to November. So fasten your seatbelts.
All right. Thanks so much. Scott Schaefer is KQED's senior editor for politics and government. Thanks, Scott.
You bet.
And that's the California Report for Thursday, July 28th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Penny Nelson. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from Wharton San Francisco, where executives can pursue an MBA immersed in the unique Bay Area ecosystem and access Wharton's globally connected network. Learn more at wharton.upenn.edu. Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. And the James Irvine Foundation, expanding economic and political opportunity for Californians who are working but struggling with poverty. More at irvine.org.